Okay, yeah. So this video is going to be about the realities of being able to fix yourself. Let's say, you know, as a man, you lose your job, you gain weight, or you get bald, or whatever. A benefit that men have that women just are not built with. And even if they do have it, women inevitably always want a man to come fix their problems. You see, whatever the problem is, even if they're fat, well, I just need a man to come motivate me and get me, you know, in the gym. Like at the core of a woman's existence, women require a man to fix their life. Okay. Whatever it is. One woman could be money, it can be her health, it could be her mentality. Every woman will blame the fact that she's broken because a man's not going to come fix her. Now, this is a benefit that men do have that women just are not wired with having or anything. Women just are not built with having this option. See, as a man, you can always fix yourself. As long as you're not dead, you can always fix yourself. I don't care if you've lost, if you've lost your right arm, if you gained or lost 200 pounds, if you lost your job, you totaled your car, your wife left you and took the kids, whatever happens to you as a man, as long as you're not dead, you can go out there, fix it, and do it better than whatever you had before. You see, where women don't do that. Let's say women, they go out there and have kids and the husband just bounces on them. See, a woman's worth always goes down. It always goes down. After those prime years of 23, 24, it's just a spiral downhill. Whatever new thing in her that enters her life and does something to her, it just sends her deeper. She never, ever builds back up to what she was in her prime. Whereas a man, because it's the core of why we're both wanted. As a man, we are wanted because of our ability to build. You see, that's why we're wanted. We're wanted for our ability to build and our ability to provide resources from what we built, whether it's knowledge or monetary or, you know, whatever. As long as it's something of benefit we can share with someone else, that's why we're wanted. So I say let's say, for instance, a 20-year-old man and 20-year-old woman, like they get together, right? And let's say a 20-year-old guy leaves a 20-year-old girl. Well, you see, that 20-year-old girl is now severe, like she has already, like her value has gone down. You see, simply because she was in a relationship with a guy and, you know, she was probably curving other guys and now she's single again and people noticed what happened. You see, her value goes down because of this. And it never makes it back up to even the same level. It never makes it back up to the same level. She's always going to be just a little lesser. Every time, it's a little lesser. You know, the best she can get back. A lot of times it just plummets because they just get fat and have four kids and whatever. But let's say she still maintains her physical beauty and she has no kids. Well, even then she's been ran through by another guy, you see, and the more body she has that she's run through, the you know, she can never get back to where she was before. Now with a man, let's say a 20-year-old guy goes with a 20-year-old girl and a 20-year-old girl leaves him, he's going to be fucked up. Okay, I'm not saying he's not going to be fucked up initially. He's going to be sad, you know, depressed or what have you. But you see, he, at any point in that man's mind, he can always rebuild himself. He can, whether it's just starting out by doing 5 push-ups a day or enrolling in a community college or whatever, as long as it could just be baby steps. But see, I guarantee you, over the course of 2 years, his social market value will have risen because of what he did versus, like, because this woman, she's only wanted because some guy wants to fuck her in 95% of cases, because nobody really cares about a woman's education. We really don't care about a lot of that stuff. It's more about, you know, the natural cleanliness of the woman. And this woman is now, you know, she's just bouncing around from cock to cock at this point. So her, the max she's ever going is just, it just gets worse and worse. Whereas a man, we're valued for more experience. You see, like, for instance, for example, let's say, okay, like the more men a woman sleeps with, see, okay, in the logic of reality, okay, and I'm going to do so where how a woman thinks it happens, and I'm going to tell you what the reality of how it thinks is going to happen. The more men a woman sleeps with in reality is going to lower her value in the dating market. Now, it's going to raise her value in the whore market if she's, you know, like a prostitute or, you know, a porn star, which is the same thing. It's going to raise it in that world. But when it comes to actually like interpersonally, you know, looking for a life partner, oh, it's like next to zero. The only reason it might be 1 out of 100 is because she knows how to work a dick. But other than that, you know, the other 99% of the time you got to be around her, you're just not going to want to be around her because she has no idea how to be a human, a decent human. A lot of them don't. So their value goes down. Whereas on the flip side, with a man is valued for his experience because it sounds fucked up, but when you look at it at the core reason, it makes perfect sense. Because men are supposed to always know. Men are supposed to be leaders. We're supposed to have all the wisdom. So see, all this experience plays into what women always expect out of men, no matter the situation. Because, like, for example, I live in Europe, right? And I'm not from Europe, I'm from America. Women still expect me to know everything. It's just their biological nature. Women want to follow a leader. It's just what they are. See, so when I'm speaking on this, on these things, I'm speaking from experience of dealing with women around the world. It's the same thing. See, it's not just because you're in America and American women are more fucked up than the rest of the women on the planet, but a lot of the common core things are there. See, like I said, see, men are valued because men are instinctively supposed to be strong, wise leaders. Okay. And once you're lacking in those things, especially right after like 27, 28 years old, then you're pretty much like just that next guy. Maybe he can make us laugh, but that's about all he's good for, you know. They see, because the women, they want a strong, wise leader, you see. And it's just their biological nature. They can't help it. They can't fucking help it. It doesn't matter if they're like the strongest feminist who claims they don't need a man. When they go home at night and they sitting up with their box of wine, like, they crave a man to go take initiative to lead her to do something. You see, they can't fight it. So when I'm talking like this, I'm not talking from a standpoint of making fun of women. I'm talking of their actual nature and the realities of dealing with them. Now, I'm going to explain how a woman sees experience, especially from a woman's side. So, like I said before, men are going to see women who sleep around with more men as less valuable, right? Because the cleanliness is gone, their pair bonding is disappearing, they're slowly becoming men, and it's fucking disgusting. Now, where dumbass women see this same topic, let's say like women sleeping around with more men, see everything to a woman is about value, right? And the easiest way to see how value works is to look at pretty much like how, to a woman's mind, like a school system works. Like if they just devote a lot of time doing X, then they'll be worth more. You see, this is how women's brains think, which is not a bad way, but it's an infantile way in this context of women sleeping with men, in which most women's minds are usually stuck in infantile ranges when you get into topics like this. You see, because in a woman's mind, she thinks, well, if I just keep practicing sucking dick, then I'm going to finally meet the prince and I'm going to just give him the best blowjob he's ever had in his life. And he's going to value me. Where any prince who has any common sense is going to know, okay, you know how to suck dick too well. How many dicks have you sucked? You see, it is going to become clear, like, she's been plowed through by thousands of men and her value is going to plummet. And he's not, I mean, he might hook up with her every other weekend, but he's not trying to marry that. But like I said, see, a woman, see, when, especially when it comes to sex, and women get mad because men sleep with a lot of women, but women sleep with a lot of men and it's bad. And I read this analogy, and this is actually better than anything I've came up with. A guy said, okay, yeah, how women look at this is the equivalent of, let's say, there was a destruction derby 20 years ago, right? And this car was like the championship car in the destruction derby. And for those who may not know what destruction derby is, it's this league of drivers, and they just like hit each other. They just destroy cars, right? Until the last one is like barely putting along, and that's the winner. So for those who do know destruction derbies, I mean, you could probably explain it better than I can, but yeah. So like how a woman thinks it's going to work is, she was the 10-time champion in a destruction derby as a 2001 Honda Civic, and it's been 20, you know, and it's been 20 years, and she was always great at destruction derby. So now she has an asking price of $200,000. And what the reality is, like, you were a destruction derby champion. You've been smashed up, wrecked, flipped over, punctured, transmissions leaking. You know, you probably don't even have a left driver's side door, but your asking price is $200,000, and you're a Honda Civic at that. You see that? See, but see that's the logic that women make in it, because they think just as long as they were, you know, they don't think the actual world of what they were doing, you know, and how that's having an impact on what, you know, on their asking price later on in life. They don't think like that. It's just, oh, well, Dan and, you know, Todd and all his friends like me, so I'm worth $500,000 now. But they was gangbanging you every week, and you was covered in cum, spit, and cocaine the whole time. You see what I'm saying? Like, they're brains. They see women, they just don't get it. Many of them just don't get it. Like I said in the previous video, roughly 7 out of 10 just will never get it. Their brains, well, most women's brains just will not get it. But the good part is, back to the original topic, as a man, it doesn't matter how bad you fuck up, because see, you are always learning as a man. Whatever you do, you are, even if you're sitting at home alone and quiet with nothing but a radio, see, you are learning how to be alone with yourself. You see, you're learning the gymnastics of a mind, of how to deal with yourself mentally. You see, as a man, you are always, see, because as men, you don't need validation. You like validation, but you don't need it. You see, so when you're sitting up alone, because, you know, let's say the cool kids got invited to a party, well, see, you're learning deeper wisdom in the reality of it. Or see, like women, see, they need that validation. If they don't get that validation, they're incoming. They're inevitably incoming off thoughts of suicide. Like they require it, because, like I said, a lot of them need to just be mothers, because children will give them that validation that they're worthy and they're worth something. You see, they need that. We don't need that. So for it, as a man, you can always rebuild. Like I said, I don't care if you're 5 foot tall, under 5 foot tall. I don't care if you have a small dick. I don't care if you have no education, blah, blah, blah. See, you can always rebuild on something. If you don't, like, if you just don't have something, let's say you just have a small dick, which is cool. It's life. I get it. I'm not making fun of you for this, but hear me out. Let's say you just have a small dick. Okay. There's just nothing you can do about this small dick, right? What you then have to do is you have to put your confidence in something that you can build up, you see? And then once you have that confidence, see, because women know how to tell if you have confidence in yourself or not. And they know when something's up. Like I said in previous videos, women smell confidence like dogs smell fear. It's the little things they'll see and feel. Like, they'll go, oh, I'm not really comfortable with him, you see? So, like, you as a man, you just have to find what you're good at. If it's anything, and it could be anything. If your thing is being good at video games, then fuck it. Be good at video games and have the confidence in that shit and walk around with it. Okay, because there's other girls who play video games too that look good and, you know, all that. So like, those stereotypes are just outdated now. Like, do whatever, like, as a man, you have to find what your thing may be. You're good at people watching. Well, then become a, what's it called? Not a philanthropist. I forget what it's called. A sociologists. I think that's like what sociologists do. What you get the point. You get what I'm saying? Like, just because what you're good at may not be immediately socially respectable. Like, you can't walk down the street and find people who are interested like that. Like, someone out there is interested in everything. So my thing to you is, as a man, you can always rebuild. And let's say at 20 years old, your girlfriend left you and you were just like, you know, you were just destroyed for 10 years. Okay. By the time you snap out of it, because you will, you will be able to go out there. See, now you know what to do and what not to do. So you can go out there and do it better than you had it before. You see, a lot of it, though, is just like your personal self-confidence, because to an extent, a man is only going to do what he believes he can do to an extent. Like, I mean, like, you can't go, you know, I mean, I would advise, you know, trying to become CEO of Microsoft next week. You know, some things take, you know, luck and, you know, other things. And some things just have a very low chance of happening. But what I'm trying to say is, as far as the confidence goes, that's up to that man as an individual. It's up to you. Like, a woman's not going to build your self-confidence up, okay? Unless she has just very low self-esteem and she needs you to lead her, then she might entertain it. But a woman is not going to cure your loneliness. A woman is not going to cure your craziness. A woman is not going to cure you as a man. Now, women want men to cure them, and it's more in place for that. Because, like I said, because women need men. Women need someone to fix their lives. But as a man, you have to learn you, and you will always be able to rebuild. I don't care if you got to wait tables for the next 5 years because you just can't find a good job again. That happens. I got to sneeze. You might, I've known guys who were like, you know, engineers, and they lost their job and now they got to drive Uber. Like, the only thing, as a man, you cannot give up on yourself. Okay. Like I said, now women, now this is a benefit that we have, because see what women are wanted for, every single woman inevitably falls. It's just the reality, because it's what they're wanted for. Women never make it out alive as far as being wanted in the world. Everyone will fail in time. Okay. Even the hottest models, when they hit 30, they're forgotten. Most of them, because the new ones came out. They're forgotten, run around with a bunch of debt because they was living up their life. And they got accustomed to a lifestyle, so they took out credit cards to keep that lifestyle going. But the whole time, they were only wanted because they were 22 and hot. Now they're 32 and not. Like, this is a benefit that men definitely have. But like I said in previous videos, you see, it's hard to see it because women's lives are so much easier compared to men's when they're in their prime, because women literally just walk outside and are wanted for this solely because they are 20-year-old woman. You see, it's so much easier. It can be a bit more difficult to see all the reality. But like I said in previous videos, a woman's life, like the Blade Runner quote, it burns twice as bright, but it's only going to last half as long. You see, and not even that. I say in reality, for most of them, about maybe about a quarter of their life is going to be that at best. Because let's say they live to 100. I say from 0 to 25, they'll get better treatment. Let's say at best, if they live to 100, I say a third of their life is going to burn twice as bright. And then the rest of it's just going to be fucking dim. After that, and with no hope of building it up. The only hope is maybe she can find like a stupid man to build her up. But as far as her building, no, she's not building her life up anymore. That's just it. A woman does some work, gasp. That's just unheard of. But you, as a man, for what you're wanted for, all you have to do as a man is just work on yourself and build yourself up. Okay, because a woman's nature is to seek this man out. All right, that's just it. Her nature is to go to places where these men hang out and go to places where these men exist. You see, I just had so many examples in my head flood, like of clear examples why, you see, but it's just what it is. You will always be able to build yourself up. Women can't. After 30, they're pretty much done. Pretty as far as, you know, genuinely being wanted by, you know, by any man who's decent, who's not just some pathetic fool, their time is pretty much up by 30 on average, 30-ish. Yeah. So yeah, that's my video.